Now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
We thank Allah, and we don't have words to thank Him for allowing us to gather and commemorate Ashura and Muharram the way He did. It was a great blessing from Him and none other than Him. And we pray that as He gifted us the gift of Ashura and the remembrance of Ashura and the tears for Ashura and the latam and the beating of the chest for Ashura, that He helps us maintain the line of Ashura and progress to where we are at a higher rank of following the direction and the path of Ashura and Muharram and Imam al-Husayn, inshaAllah. There is one last way that I would like to mention is important in the way we remember Imam al-Husayn that will cause us to be in line with Karbala and on the path of Karbala. And if we lose sight of this, we are not going to be able to continue to be on the path of Muharram and Ashura. That is an approach towards Ashura that has to do with what happens after the material battle, the physical battle, the military conflict in Karbala was over. The school of Karbala, the uprising of Karbala, didn't end on the 10th of Muharram. 10th of Muharram is the end of the military confrontation and that form of battle. As they say, the qital ended, begun and ended on the 10th of Muharram. The jihad, however, against tyranny, against the enemies of Islam, against Yazid particularly, at that time did not end. It continued. In fact, if it wasn't for the continuity, if it wasn't for Imam Zain al-Abidin as the leader following Imam al-Husayn, all others in Karbala understood that their Imam after Imam al-Husayn is Imam Zain al-Abidin. Be it that he is ill, he cannot be too physically active, he is the one that leads, he instructs, and the instructions came from him. The direction is the direction of Imam Zain al-Abidin. If it wasn't for Imam Zain al-Abidin and those under, now the Ashab are predominantly women and children, the ones that are following instructions and who are part of this part of the struggle, this part of the jihad, are predominantly, in fact, entirely women and children. There is no other man that is with them. It's only Imam Zain al-Abidin. The fighters of this jihad are women and children. If it wasn't for the Imam and his companions and followers continuing, and the end of the battle would have been the end of the jihad, then the movement of Imam al-Husayn would not have had the impact that it did. It was because of Imam Zain al-Abidin continuing the struggle that it had the impact. And I should say, this is something that is mentioned less, I believe, but I think it's something that needs to be mentioned. If it wasn't for each of our Imams, up to today, Imam al-Hujjah, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, up to today, during these times, if it wasn't for him continuing the struggle, if it wasn't for Imam al-Baqir and Imam al-Sadiq, all the Imams, if it wasn't for them continuing this jihad and this struggle, you wouldn't have these Muharram congregations. They would have died long ago or transformed into meaningless celebrations, the same way that when the people that were descendants of Ibrahim and Ismail, Quraysh were descendants of Ibrahim and Ismail, but they didn't have prophets amongst them, Rusul amongst them. The teachings of Ibrahim and Ismail that were Hajj for commemorating Tawheed, for remembering Tawheed, for worshipping the one God, for everyone gathering to walk around the Kaaba 7 times in order to worship the one God, that form and structure remained of Hajj. But instead of the Ihram of Hajj, they would come and walk around it without any clothes on, completely nude. Worshipping, worst of all, the form of it changed some slightly. Worst of all, instead of it being worshipping the one God, it turned into worshipping multitudes of gods. Kaaba became the center of shirk with the same rituals. Hajj was a ritual handed down by Ibrahim. They preserved that ritual. It was there. The Prophet didn't have to remind them of and tell them, oh, there's something called Hajj. They already knew Hajj. He didn't have to remind them of something like Umrah. There is something called Umrah. They already knew what that was. But it changed form. The reason why the movement of Imam al-Hussein stayed alive, remained alive, has gained momentum over these years is because there has always been a leader that has continued the struggle, the jihad. And we really do owe this to Imam, for our time, in our day and age, to the Imam of our time. Let's not forget, he is the sun behind the cloud. That means all these blessings, this light that you see, it's due to him. Although clouds of ghaibah are preventing us from seeing that sun, we see the effects. The spreading of the culture of Ashura, not just the beating of the chest, these are ways of us connecting to it. We have ceremonies to help us with that, and we try to keep them on track as we have spoken these nights. That's the idea, to keep it. But what causes this to be kept on the right tracks is those leaders that have made sure it remains, and above all are the Ahlul Bayt themselves. Without them and them continuing this, we wouldn't have had what we have today in Ashura.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Rahim Kareem Azim Alim Halim Hakim Mateen Ghafur Shakur Wadud Qayyum وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech. Please accept our condolences on the arrival of the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Ali about the Master of the Martyrs, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Stay tuned.
بارها جاهای مختلف خودم شنیدم از آیت الله وحید خراسانی در درس.
I myself heard this on many occasions from Grand Ayatollah Wahid Khorasani, who said, "We cannot picture the exact details of the day of Ashura unless we pass some ascetic levels in our spiritual development. Even if we purify our souls, we cannot bear seeing all the events which took place on the day of Ashura, especially the three-hour time of the day of Ashura, when Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam fell down from his horse to the ground, to the moment Shamr was sitting on his chest to behead him."
Karbala. As I step onto your sand, you capture my eyes. Karbala, I see heaven has been placed here beneath your skies.
بعد ایشون میگفت و درست هم میگفت، ولی این سه ساعت جلو چشم امام زمان هست، اون میبینه همه.
No one can bear watching these 3 hours except a masoom, who in our time is Imam al-Mahdi Jalallah. Now, Ayatollah Wahid Khorasani is referring to an important point, which is the tolerance of the heart of Imam al-Mahdi, He is given this spiritual capacity to witness all the details of the day of Ashura. For this reason, Imam al-Mahdi is shedding tears day and night on the afflictions that befell upon his forefather, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. The main mourner for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam during the month of Muharram and the first 10 days of this month is Imam al-Mahdi, and he is the sole person who is able to see all the events which took place on the day of Ashura.
Karbala, why do you hold such memories? Ashura, always full of mysteries. Ashura, always full of mysteries.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Ali about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. To find out more about this program, log on to our website, parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Fi amanallah.
Beginning, the season's tears are flowing. Our Imam, we are condoling. Our new year starts with morning. Muharram is a beginning. The season's tears are flowing. Our Imam, we Karbala, what precious blood was spilled there? Ashura, Al-Hussein was murdered.
This is Iran. This ancient land with its brilliant past have weathered the hurricanes of time throughout history. Once a homeland for great scientists, the country has learned to explore the world of science and push back the boundaries on its own, climbing up the summits of knowledge and technology to the astonishment of the world, to show that this land can once again be a home to great scientists in the modern world. Like their ancestors, this nation will remain steadfast in their attempts towards the lofty pinnacles of science and technology. Iran, the land of knowledge.
توانستیم سانتریفیوژ های توبیولاری که مورد نیاز بخش سلامت بود.
We have managed to provide the health sector with tubular centrifuges. The sector was in need of them, but for years it was unable to have them as machines with dual function. The health sector uses these centrifuges in producing vaccines for human beings and animals.
در تولید واکسن های دامی و انسانی استفاده بکنه.
اطمینانی که ما بعد از تولیدات سازمان انرژی
The confidence we had in Pasteur Institute of Iran after the production of the centrifuges by the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran was the confidence of any country in possession of them. They are a source of national pride and assure us that we can meet the country's needs with domestic products with more confidence and higher precision and at a more reasonable price.
اطمینان بیشتر و دقت بالاتر
و خوشبختانه
Fortunately, we are receiving orders from abroad. Of course, we are at the outset, but there is a bright outlook for us in this regard.
Hello there. This machine is a tubular centrifuge, or a health centrifuge, designed and manufactured by the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran last year. Thank God, this success has made the country independent of foreigners and has helped the health system a lot, while the country is still under sanctions and experiencing resistance economy. Today, thanks to the efforts of our statesmen and the good management of the country's leadership, sanctions are no longer casting their ominous shadows on this nation, but we are still duty-bound to have a progressive, developed, and independent country. We aim to design and manufacture two types of centrifuges with the most advanced technology for medical usage.
This machine is the ultracentrifuge. It has a vital role in research and the manufacture of vaccines for human beings and livestock. It's also useful to isolate RNA and DNA when necessary. Since the most advanced technology is required for making this kind of centrifuge, only a handful of countries are able to make them. Countries such as the United States of America, Germany, South Korea, and last but not least, Japan.
Well, thank you very much. Given the fact that Pasteur Institute of Iran is in need of this advanced centrifuge, we are going to design and produce one version of it. The same goes for this one.
این دستگاه که چالش بسیار بزرگی برای ماست اسمش سانتریفیوژ زوناله.
My pleasure. This machine, which is a great challenge for us, is called the zonal centrifuge and is used in the mass production of vaccines. It's sad to say we have no sample of this machine in the country. And all our information about this machine is confined to these few photos and the machine's usage. This machine enjoys a very advanced technology to an extent that only two countries can make it, the United States of America and Japan. It must be noted that the Netherlands is also making this machine, but a limited number of them, and again by the same American company.
Well, thank you. Trusting in God and our experts' knowledge and abilities, we are pursuing greater purposes. We aim to build a centrifuge so as to sell in overseas markets and take one more big step in both the technology and the economy of our country, Iran.
This is Iran, the land of scientists who sacrifice their lives in defense of their national sovereignty. And now their inheritors have knowledge at their service to the greater glory of their land and stand to the very end like high rocky cliffs over the great mountains of their ancestors' achievements.
Given that the tubular centrifuge has the same mechanism as other centrifuges, would you explain more about your new design?
Dear doctor, I have to say that this machine, like other machines, needs a driving force so as to be able to spin the rotor at a speed of 50,000 rotations per minute. In order to supply such a driving force, we have a specific electronic engine, which has been designed by our own experts and personnel.
Well, what advantages does this engine you just mentioned have in comparison with other engines?
Doctor, this engine helps the machine have more dynamic stability at high speed.
Like all other centrifuges, the second part of the machine is its rotor. Thanks to the machine's design, rotors of different size and geometric shape can be used to process different types of materials. For the third part, this machine is equipped with a vacuum system and some sensors so that the machine can work in a vacuum. The fourth part is the machine's cooling system to keep the rotor's temperature stable. The fifth part is the machine's control or monitoring system. In addition to controlling normal parameters and alarming the user when an error occurs in the machine, this part has the ability to have a record of machine's performance in memory. Things like the name and the number of the rotor, the type of the raw material, and the type of the process material. If the user inputs this information to the machine, this part can remind the user of that information. In a nutshell, the machine is programmable.
I hope that your design is so that we will face no problem in the mass production of the machine.
I'd like to assure you, Doctor, that we have made every effort and we are sure that we'll have no problem in this regard.
Doctor, as for the ultracentrifuge, in short, I have to say that the machine is like other centrifuges, but with research purposes. It is made up of five parts, and you can see on the board the schematic diagrams of each one separately. As you can see, it has a case with a sliding door inside which the machine's rotor is located. The system spins at a speed of 50,000 rotations per minute. It's made of titanium and has a capacity of 8 13.5cc containers. The third is the machine's vacuum and leak detection system, because the isolation process is done in a vacuum. The fourth is the machine's cooling system, which can regulate the temperature of the machine's rotor from minus 5 degrees to 40 degrees centigrade with a radiator and sensors. And finally, the machine's control system that monitors the machine's performance with an input program and a set of built-in sensors.
Are you making this very machine right now?
No, we're not. For instance, the machine's monitoring system can have 20 programs separately so that it can let the user choose whatever items he or she wants and without changing the general setting of the machine.
Look, the changes you have made in the machine are very useful. It will enhance the machine's precision and speed. But I want to know about the phase you are at right now.
Well, to be honest, at the moment we have designed the machine's monitoring system and its components, and we're making the sample components so as to assemble them with a higher degree of certainty after having them tested. The monitoring system is being tested for defects.
Well, well done.
Merci, ma'am.
Thank you.
خیلی متشکرم.
ما تقاضاهای دیگری رو از وزارت بهداشت دریافت کردیم مبنی بر
We received other orders from the Ministry of Health so as to provide the ministry, as well as pharmaceutical and vaccine-making companies belonging to the ministry, with the required advanced equipment. Among those advanced equipment, there are two very advanced centrifuges. One is called the ultra centrifuge and the other the zonal centrifuge.
Progress what all societies around the world have to make if they want to have a better and brighter future. But is social progress possible without a healthy society? And perhaps nothing better than prevention can guarantee public health. That's why prevention is achievable only through knowledge, technology, and experience.
خوشبختانه سازمان انرژی
Fortunately, the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran helped us out and went for both machines. That is the ultra centrifuge, which is for more complex purposes in comparison with the tubular centrifuge and the zonal centrifuge. We hope that the organization will be successful as usual and the result be used in Pasteur Institute of Iran.
These two centrifuges enjoy complicated technical parameters, and just a few numbers of countries have managed to make them. As for the zonal centrifuge, the information our experts had was not even enough for reverse engineering, and as a consequence, they had to carry out themselves the conceptual design, then the initial design, and finally the detailed design. We consider it as a great achievement.
مقدماتی و تفصیلی رو انجام بدم که این رو ما یک دستاورد بسیار بزرگ میدونیم زمان آن رسیده که از دانش ایجاد شده و اون
It's time to use the generated knowledge and the accumulated experience gained at the Atomic Energy Organization over years in other sectors like industry, agriculture and health system.
و بخش سلامت استفاده لازم رو ببریم.
حمایتی که سازمان انرژی اتمی از ما کرد
With the support of the Atomic Energy Organization, we can share our technology with other countries with more confidence than before. And when they ask us if we can give them the machine's components, we answer yes. We are prepared to provide you with them unconditionally.
آماده هستیم دستگاه در اختیارشون بذاریم بسیار به ما کمک کننده است.
We consider these two new machines, namely the zonal and the ultra centrifuges, as a great achievement because we were denied of both of them.
بومی شدن این دانش باعث میشه که به تدریج تمام حوزه‌هایی که
Now we have this centrifuge knowledge at home, so we ourselves can meet the need of all in need of centrifugation technology. This issue will increase our security. And since the source of supply is at home, it will be fully in line with our resistance economy. Now we are among the world actors in this field and can start exporting our products. On the other hand, the health system will be assured that all its needs will be met without any problem.
I'm happy to say that our experts' achievement has enhanced our status in both technology and health considerably.
بنا به توصیه مؤکد مقام معظم رهبری در ارتباط با اقتصاد مقاومتی
In accordance with the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran's strong emphasis on resistance economy, today we have given the centrifuges to the Ministry of Health. God willing, I hope that this step will help the country's health sector in doing research and making new drugs. I would like to congratulate the Iranian nation on this achievement, and I would like to thank all experts and engineers at the Atomic Energy Organization from the bottom of my heart. I would also like to thank our friends in the Ministry of Health for putting their trust in us and letting us know about their needs, and today we have met their needs satisfactorily.
امروز خواسته اونها رو در حد مورد نیازشون تأمین کردیم.
چون تو را نوح هست.
Since Noah is at the helm, do not be afraid of the storm.
آدم نکن.
ما در صدد تأمین تجهیزات پیشرفته بخش‌های مختلف از چه صنعت.
We are going to supply advanced equipment to various fields like industry, agriculture and health. We will have constant good news in the future, and whenever we have a considerable achievement, we will certainly let the great nation know so as to make them happy. And those who were not well wishers should know that this solid nation, this determined nation, will fulfill whatever it wishes.
این ملت استوار، این ملت با اراده، هر آن چرا که اراده بکند یقینا محقق میکند.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
Aklo Jawadi talks about the various keys of life and has brought about this book to be a companion for the very famous Mafatil Jiran, where one is a tool or the keys for paradise, and this book, of course, are the keys of life.
The Keys of Life, a program designed to tell you that what Islam gives you will help get you home with joy and faithfulness. So, well, listen to
The Keys of Life.
The world is a very, very big house, many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up, we must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami. A few years ago I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. As for the religious side of teaching, there is a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, where he says, Allahumma arham khulafai, and he repeats that three times. Oh Allah, have mercy, shower your mercy on my successors. Oh Rasulullah, he was asked, who are your successors? And he says, those who propagate, those who share, those who teach my teachings, my statements, and my tradition, and teach my ummah these pieces of information and propagation. What we can understand from this particular hadith is that there is a difference between tabligh, conveying a message, and ta'lim, teaching a lesson or teaching instructions from a religion. The point that Sheikh Jawadi Amali makes here after quoting this particular hadith, where although tabligh itself is very valuable, but ta'lim is of a higher value, and genuine, righteous teachers are not only doing the job of conveying the message and propagating the religion, but also they're teaching it, they're instilling it into the hearts of those who are around them, which is exactly why we need to make sure that we honor and preserve and respect the status of our teachers. There is a beautiful segment in Imam As-Sajjad's Risalatul Huquq that speak about the value of a teacher, how we are able to elevate that value and honor it. Now, when we're talking about talibul ilm, when we're talking about you being on the path of salvation, muta'allimun ala sabil an-najat, if you remember the hadith that I shared with you, narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam, we know that, you know, there are so many ahadith that recommend you seeking knowledge, so much so that angels spread their wings under you, so much so that your pen will be greater than the blood of a martyr, so much so that whatever you do as far as seeking knowledge is concerned, it will always be better than any form of ibadah, as much and as long as that ibadah goes for. This is why Rasulullah, praise and peace be upon him, in a part of a hadith, he says, وَطَالِبُ الْعِلْمِ أَحَبَّهُ اللَّهِ. As for a seeker of knowledge, a student of ilm, أَحَبَّهُ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves seeker of knowledge. وَأَحَبَّهُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And angels love a seeker of knowledge. وَأَحَبَّهُ النَّبِيُّونَ. And prophets love a seeker of knowledge. وَلَا يُحِبُّ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا الْسَعِيدِ. And the only person who loves knowledge is a felicitous, a happy person. فَطُوبَ لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. So how lucky is a seeker of knowledge on Judgment Day.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amali, the author of the book مفاتيح الحیات, The Keys of Life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه. چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book, مفاتیح, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است. چه فلون دماغ این قصاب داره فلون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامش گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
The Holy Prophet also has said, Man arada ridai, he who wants my content, he who wants to make me happy, falyukrim sadiqi, that you should honor and dignify my friend. If you want to make the Holy Prophet happy, dignify his friend. Qalu, some people asked, Ya Rasulallah, من صديقك أو رسول الله, who is your friend? And he said, صديقي طالب العلم وهو أحب إلي من الملائكة, a seeker of knowledge, طالب العلم. And such a person is more loved by me than angels. I love a seeker of knowledge more than I love malaika, angels. Another hadith that speaks about one of the benefits of being talibul ilm is you being able, you being graced with the opportunity of doing shafa'a for other people. Talibul ilm will be able to intercede and do shafa'a the same way as anbiya do shafa'a for other people. How are we able, as people who might not be that successful or that vigilant, that aware, that motivated to be talibul ilm? Or maybe we might be motivated, we might also be tulab ilm, but we want to, you know, enable others, facilitate and accommodate for others to be tulab ilm. What's the benefit of helping talibul ilm? If you help talibul ilm, then you are with al-anbiya and you love anbiya and you are with them. And for talibul ilm, when a seeker of knowledge dies, God forgives them and also forgives anyone who attends their funeral procession. All of this points to the important factor that not only should we revere ilm and honor ilm, we should revere the bearers of ilm, the ulama, righteous ulama, of course, those who truly represent the path of ulum Ahl al-Bayt alayhim as-salam. And we should also honor and revere the muallim, the teacher, our teachers, whoever they may be, whether they be teachers of religion or a teacher of anything else. When it comes to the seeker of knowledge, we need to not only try as much as we can to be among al-muta'allimina ala sabil al-najat, for us to be classified in this second category, at least, if not the first, but never the third, and that is that we are seekers of knowledge, that we pursue knowledge, and most importantly, for us to accommodate for others in seeking knowledge as well. This accommodating is by encouraging them, by empowering them, by motivating them, by showing them the path, by financial assistance and help as well, whatever case it may be, whether it be for going to Hawza or being in Hawza, whether it be for going to university and finishing off school. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children's screams. The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will always be there, be there.
Is there any other way to get familiar with Islam besides mainstream media? Try IRIB English Radio. Thank you. log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Times of sadness have.
As-salamu alayk ya Aba Abdullah.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in dialogue, a special program for the month of Muharram.
صلى الله عليك يا أبو عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the Lady of Light, the Honorable Fatima, the son of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, the grandson of the noble Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards knowledge and wisdom, the one who has eloquently said, O people, the person who is generous becomes a grand, lofty person. The person who is stingy debases himself. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his dialogues. Imam al-Hussein's words in response to Abdullah bin al-Zubayr.
قال الإمام الحسين عليه السلام إن أبي حدثني أن بمكة كبشا به تستحل حرمتها فما أحب أن أكون ذلك الكبش ولئن أقتل خارجا منها بشبر أحب إلي من أن أقتل فيها ولئن أقتل خارجا منها بشبرين أحب إلي من أن أقتل خارجا منها بشبر وأيم الله لو كنت في جحر هامة من هذه الهوام يستخرجوني حتى يقضوا بي حاجتهم والله لا يعتدن علي كما اعتدت اليهود في السبت يا ابن الزبير لئن أدفن بشط الفرات أحب إلي من أن أدفن بفناء الكعبة إن هذا يقول لي كن حماما من حمام الحرم ولئن أقتل وبيني وبين الحرم باع أحب إلي من أن أقتل وبيني وبينه شبر ولئن أقتل بالطف أحب إلي من أن أقتل بالحرم إن هذا ليس شيء من الدنيا أحب إليه من أن أخرج من الحجاز وقد علم أن الناس لا يعدلونه بي، فود أني خرجت حتى يخلو له.
My father reported that there would be a ram at Mecca whose honor would be desecrated. Hence, I never liked to be that ram. And if I get slain out of it by a span, it is more desirable for me to get slain inside Mecca. And if I get slain out of it by two spans, it is more desirable to me than getting slain in it by a span. By Allah, had I been in the burrow of a small animal like these animals, they would draw me out until they do with me their job. By Allah, they will assault me as the Jews did on Saturday, O Ibn al-Zubayr. If I am buried on the river bank of the Euphrates, it will be more desirable to me than being buried within the precinct of the Kaaba. This person, Abdullah bin al-Zubayr, has been suggesting to me, be one of the doves of the Haram. And if I get slain, while the distance between me and the Haram is by a fathom, it would be more desirable to me than getting slain, and the distance between me and the Haram is by a span. And if I get slain at Al-Daf, it would be more desirable to me than getting slain within the Haram. There is nothing in the world more desirable to him, Abdullah bin al-Zubayr, than that I leave Hijaz. And he has realized that people would not regard him equal with me. Therefore, he wishes for me to depart here until they get around him.
Karbala, as I step onto your sands, you capture my eyes. Karbala, I see heaven has been placed beneath your skies.
And now let's listen to Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr al-Ruhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa nasta'in. Sallallahu alayki ya Aba Abdullah. When Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam intended to leave Mecca, Abdullah ibn Zubayr came forward and tried to discourage Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Of course, Abdullah ibn Zubayr wasn't that faithful in approaching Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Simply, he wanted to discourage Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. However, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's answer reveals many points. First of all, in that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was well informed of the point that an innocent personality was determined to be killed in Mecca. And Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam didn't want to be that person, because by doing so, the Umayyad agents in Mecca would certainly degrade the honor of the city of Mecca, due to which, I mean, its honor shouldn't be breached. And at the same time, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam indicated that he was determined not to cause any dishonor to be done regarding the city of Mecca and Al-Kaaba over there. And then Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam indicated that he was sure that the Umayyad agents were resolute to kill him, and compared them with the Jews who on one Saturday killed many prophets over there, I mean, in the community. And then Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam indicated it in this way, that he wanted to be buried near the river banks of the Euphrates, rather than to be buried in the vicinity of Al-Kaaba. Al-Kaaba is very much important, and because it's the Qibla in the Muslim community. However, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam never intended that the honor of Al-Kaaba